Now, Mission to Mars is regarded by many as the next giant leap. So let's first of all take a look back at the legacy of the last giant leap. Connie Orbach has been looking at one of history's defining speeches.
But why, some say, the moon? Why choose this as our goal? And they may well ask, why climb the highest mountain? Why, 35 years ago, fly the Atlantic? Why does Rice play Texas? We choose to go to the moon. We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other things, not because they are easy, but because they are hard. Because that goal will serve to organize and measure the best of our energies and skills. Because that challenge is one that we're willing to accept, one we are unwilling to postpone, and one we intend to win, and the others too.
In 1962, the then United States President John F. Kennedy gave a historic speech at Rice University, Houston, when he announced the USA's commitment to sending an American to the moon by the end of the decade. In the 1960s, travel to the moon was just as big a challenge as the Mars trip seems today, and many of the arguments for and against were the same.
To be sure, all this costs us all a good deal of money. This year's space budget is three times what it was in January 1961, and it is greater than the space budget of the previous 8 years combined. That budget now stands at $5.4 billion a year, a staggering sum, though somewhat less than we pay for cigarettes and cigars every year.
Of course, a challenge of this level had more objectives than purely to inspire, and the political motives were almost certainly the greatest influence on America's success. The space race became an extension of the Cold War, and the Russians had twice beaten the USA, first with the satellite Sputnik, and then with human spaceflight. Kennedy needed a challenge that he felt he could win to pull the American people together and reaffirm America's status as a leading world power. Today, human space travel is once again on the agenda, and the challenge is even bigger. Could it be that we're at the start of yet another space race?
If this capsule history of our progress teaches us anything, it is that man in his quest for knowledge and progress is determined and cannot be deterred. The exploration of space will go ahead, whether we join in it or not. And it is one of the great adventures of all time. And no nation which expects to be the leader of other nations can expect to stay behind in this race for space.
John F. Kennedy there with his landmark moon speech. We'll come to the question of whether there's a space race going on in a moment. I suspect Jill will have something to contribute to that. But first of all,